Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. And I do pray that it will be true food for you. Time to reflect and see what the Lord is doing, see what He's saying, what He's asking, what He's giving. The Lord has so much for us, but we're so busy. And of course, God could shout over the crowd easily, but that He wants to speak to our hearts, and we need to be attentive. That's why we need a time of prayer every day. And you say, well, that's impossible for me. Yes, it is, perhaps in your present schedule. But take a look at it and take to the Lord and ask the Lord to provide for you a time where you can give yourself totally to Him and listen to Him. He is risen from the dead. He is with us, and He wants us to know the gift of Himself that He gave for you and me, not just for millions of people, but for you and for me. He knows us all by name. He knows everything about us. Sit back and listen quietly. The first reading for today is taken from the Acts of the Apostles. After their release, Peter and John went back to their own people. They had been imprisoned in all of this time, this very, very difficult time, and they were preaching Christ risen. And so after their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported what the chief priests and the elders had told them. And when they heard it, they raised their voices to God with one accord and said, Sovereign Lord, maker of heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, you said by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of our father David, your servant, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples entertain folly? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the princes gathered together against the Lord and against His anointed. Indeed, they gathered in this city against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, Herod and Pontius Pilate, together with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do what your hand and your will had long ago planned to take place. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with all boldness as you stretch forth your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. As they prayed, the place where they were gathered shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters? They know what has happened, and they proclaim it. And there are a lot of enemies out there that don't want to hear this message. It's incredible, or they have such hatred for him that they don't want to hear. And yet these men stood up and clearly proclaimed who God was for them and for us. And they were able to speak God's word with great boldness because they knew who He was. What would you have done at that time in history? What would I have done if I were living at that time? Who would I believe? What would I do? We want to become a people who proclaim our belief in Jesus Christ, who love Him and want Him to be known. You'll be amazed at the opportunities that God will give you. Just ask Him. Lord, when I'm ready, I don't have to be have a doctorate in Scripture to know the truth, but I do need to be praying it every day, and I do need to have good reading so that I might be on the right track and be able to proclaim it to others. That's part of our job. That's part of our life. So let us say, let us be filled with the Holy Spirit. And may we now continue to speak the word of God with boldness. And the psalm says, blessed are all who take refuge in the Lord. And that's what we want to do. Why do the nations rage and the peoples utter folly? The kings of the earth rise up, and the princes conspire together against the Lord and against his anointed. Let us break their fetters and cast their bonds from us. He who is throned in heaven laughs. The Lord derides them. Then in anger he speaks to them. He terrifies them in his wrath. I myself have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, you are my son. This day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall rule them with the iron rod. You shall shatter them like an earthen dish. You know, brothers and sisters, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of the water and the Spirit. Baptism. Baptism. God's telling them what they need to do, who he is. Let's draw closer to him and ask the Lord to increase our faith, to strengthen us more and more in the truth. And then we have the gospel according to John chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him. And Jesus answered and said to him, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, how can a man, once grown old, be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he? And Jesus answered, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh. What is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, we need to be baptized. And there are many, perhaps, who are listening, were never baptized. Please, please do it now. There are many adult baptisms. You must be born from above. It is the Lord who gives us life. It is the Lord who wants us. And that's what we want. We follow him wherever he goes, whatever he asks of us, that we might have eternal life with him. Brothers and sisters, the prayer today says, look with kindness upon your people, O Lord, and grant, we pray, that those who were pleased to renew by eternal mysteries may attain in their flesh the incorruptible glory of the resurrection. We need to know, brothers and sisters, what Jesus teaches. You say, well, I'm trying to live a good life. Yes, but baptism leads to much grace and much strength and much power to overcome evil than you've had before. It's not magic, but God's Holy Spirit works within us when we have yielded ourselves to baptism. And please, it doesn't matter if you're an adult. It doesn't matter if you're much older, if you believe in God and have not been baptized, please do it. Please go to your priest or your minister, however you wish, but do it, please, brothers and sisters, and be baptized, because God loves us very, very, very much, infinitely, that he died for us. I was reading a little article by St. Quodvodeus, or I don't know exactly how you pronounce it, but Quodvodeus of Carthage. And this was around the year 450, and he was a bishop and a church father who suffered exile after the Vandals captured Carthage in 439. His name means what God wills. And this is what he said: "By the very steps, beloved, with which human nature perished, it was restored by our Lord Jesus Christ. The proud Adam, the humble Christ, through a woman death, through a woman life, through Eve destruction, through Mary salvation. The corrupt one followed the seducer, the pure one bore the savior. The former willingly accepted the draught of poison the serpent offered, and she gave it to her husband, an act by which they together merited death. The latter, with heavenly grace poured out from above, offered life as a drink through which dead flesh could be restored to life. Who is it that has done these things, unless it be the Son and spouse of the Virgin? He it is who offers fertility to the mother, but does not take away virginity. What he conferred on his mother, this he has given his spouse. In short, Holy Church, who without spot has been united to him, the spotless one, daily gives birth to his members, yet is a virgin." Brothers and sisters, we are so loved. God planned millions of years ago to save us. Open your heart. Open your heart. Please, brothers and sisters, this is not a fairy tale. You can argue in order to understand better, but don't argue to deny. Open your heart. Listen to what the Lord wants to give you, because he wants to give life to each of us. And he wants you and me with him together in heaven forever. Please, brothers and sisters, I ask you, ponder what I've said here today. I will say more in the coming days, but right now, open your heart. If you've not been baptized, please just go to the priest and tell him that, and you will be baptized. Simply, God wants you with him forever. And there are so many people who don't believe. May God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.